You're listening to the BBS Radio Network, and this is Between Two Worlds with Derek White Skycloud, healer, author, shaman, paranormal investigator. Stay tuned for Between Two Worlds.
Hello everyone, this is Derek White Sky Cloud, and you're listening to Between Two Worlds Radio, and yes folks, I'm back on TV, on Ustream TV, which we're picking up the stream link through bbsradio.com, so those of you who want to see my pretty face on the page, you're looking forward to having to go to bbsradio.com, you've seen the very front index page. Right now, this moment as I'm talking, we have four viewers, so they're actually coming in, so I'm looking forward to seeing many, many, many people to watch the show. See waving folks out there, here I am. Now, this is our second week on doing the Ustream television. I'm still working on all the glitches on this program. I'm noticing a little bit of difference in the stream link. It slows down by me by about a 1 to 2 second delay, so in time, you're going to get that little bit of that glare out of it eventually. My webcam, it works quite well on my side, because basically when I see it here, it looks like if you're looking through a camera, because I have what's called the Carl Zeiss, camera lens. This is one of the most expensive webcams I've got. So I'm looking forward to having this improve more and more all the time, and like I said, this is one of the major tests that we're working on. I believe it's going to work quite well. Last week when I did the show, it froze. I mean, I shouldn't have froze in this particular picture, but for some reason I had a little bit of a difficulties. I'm trying to get my glasses adjusted here because I have a headset on. Had a little bit of difficulties with me coming through, and somehow went to a freeze frame. Yeah, I'm still talking. So I'm still working on all the glitches. Like I said, we're eventually going to get this whole thing worked out. I'm working on getting the phone lines coming in a little bit louder, because normally when we have people calling in, I can hear them, but you folks out there can only hear scritch, 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 or the odd voice. So I'm trying to, I'm going to have to end up doing is getting a mixing board. And it's going to have to be plugged into the back of my monitors. Or my machine, or my computer here, which basically it will pick up the sound even much greater. So in time, it's going to improve. I know it because I'm looking forward to have this thing look like as if I'm going to be actually have a radio studio with a video program or a television program. I'm looking forward to have this whole thing going. Now tonight I'm going to end up doing mediumship. So those of you anybody wants to phone in, the lines are open. And the toll-free numbers here, folks, these are toll-free numbers, so they're 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. And also, in Canada, it's 888-815-9756. It's 888-815-9756. And the international callers, 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. I also like to welcome those that are in the Pal Talk chat room as well as the BBS radio chat room. So folks, looking forward to having a chat with you. As you see, here I am, and if you've been actually watching it, we do have 12 viewers. Wow, it's getting better. Hey, keep on going, guys. Looking forward to seeing you. I know it's going to get better and better all the time. I'm looking forward to seeing more viewers come through. It shows on my screen how many viewers are there. Those of you who see the same thing as well. Actually, also, too, those of you who actually want to go to whiteskycloud.com, I do have the very same Ustream TV, just a little bit lower down from my front page. I also have the very same Ustream picking up on my other page, which is on right behind the BBS Radio, which is actually in my page, which is the Between Two Worlds Radio, which is listed under Tuesday night, 8 o'clock, which I am right now. Also, those of you who want to go to the chat room, we do have that page set up on the left side of the page on bbsradio.com. It says how to listen, because some of you folks never don't know where the chat room is, so there's been some adjustments that BBS Radio has made. So basically, you look for the word how to listen, and you'll go right to the center of the page, and you'll see it says BBS Radio chat room. Just basically sign yourself in, and welcome to the page, and you'll actually get to know some of your new neighbors, and it's a lot of fun. If you have any questions you want to ask, or you know, may not be specifically in the psychic sense of it, just anything you want to talk about, looking forward to having a chat with you folks. Those of you who know my face, here I am. And I think we have a caller calling in already. Who am I listening to? Who's calling in?
Hi, sorry, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you. Where are you from?
Oh, I'm calling from Toronto.
Okay, and your first name is?
Francis.
Bessie. Okay, what can I do for you, Bessie?
I was just wondering if I've been listening on and off to your show, and I'm really excited to be talking to you. I'm just wondering if you would be able to tell me a little bit about what you see for me in terms of relationships, and if you can't, then maybe something else.
Okay. Well, what I get here right now, my dear, is I feel like there actually was either you dealt with just a recent relationship that is about to break up, or you've already lost that breakup. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Sorry, yes. I've just gone through a recent breakup, yes.
Like, I'm talking about, like, recent, maybe within a month ago?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's what you're worried about. Now, your main issue was about trust, and that's why you broke this relationship up. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Okay. Now, are you kind of, I'm not going to question you specifically, but I got this feeling like you're really not sure if you go back to the same fellow or not. To be honest with you, you know what? Move on. Just move on. Because I feel like, you're still not sure if you just, you're looking for such huge security, because you deal with a little bit of what you call a little bit of insecurity. And you need to start believing in yourself more and start having more faith. What you can do. How old are you?
I am 32.
32. Okay, well, you're still young yet. Being 32.
Do you see anyone?
In your life?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what we can do for you, my dear. What's your birth date?
April 28th.
I'm sorry, date?
Sorry?
April?
Yes, 28th.
April 20th. You have to speak up so I can hear you.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, I know
you. Can you hear me now?
To me, it sounds like you're kind of sad.
I sound kind of sad?
I said it sounds like you're a little. You're still sad. You're reminiscing the past here.
A little bit.
Okay, let me share this with you. What I get here, reason why I'm asking for your birth date, because it somehow gives me an idea where you will stand better for yourself. Right now, what I'm showing here that you're still very fussy in what you desire to have as far as your own personal life is concerned. But you're the one that actually has the more short temper than the last relationship.
Sorry, who has? I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Okay, you're having a trust issue. You have issues with people. Okay, does that make sense?
Yes. Sure.
Okay. What you need to do is to work on you or on yourself as well. You worry about money a lot more, just as much as relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's almost like you're worrying about both things, like your finance and your money. Now, what I'm told here, you're going to go through what you call another job change, another shifting in work, but it's going to shift you to the point of having a better life. I'm also being shown that you're either talking about going back to school, but you're finishing somehow, or going back to university, one of the two. But you're finishing somehow or changing the education.
Okay?
I'm being told you're talking about it. I'm being shown here also that you're also maybe seriously considering or getting into what you call the health field. Something to do that actually has beneficials of taking care of oneself or health as well.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay? Now, the reason why you haven't done it yet, or why it's taking you so long, because you still have a little bit of that fear, thinking, am I too old for this? No, you're not. Okay? Now, going into a new relationship, yes, that will happen, but it's going to take time. But you haven't really got yourself out there to meet people yet, because I feel like you're a little bit secluded. You're creating yourself seclusion. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
Out more often. If you have girlfriends and friends, spend some time with them. But find out who you have, what you call the true friend, so then you can actually spend time with her or him, and then you will actually create a new relationship. I don't see anything happening until the fall of this year,
okay.
So you actually will start deciding to have a relationship with someone else.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Sure, yes.
Does that make
sense? Yes. When you say you see me going back to school or changing, shifting to something in health, do you have anything more specific?
Well, when I said you're going back to school, and I think you're listening to the radio show at the same time while you're asking me this question, because you're giving me feedback. You'll have to turn your volume down while you're talking to me.
It's totally down. It's pretty
okay.
Much almost on mute.
Okay. What's happening is, like I said before, you will be going back to school. I do see that happen. You will be successful at it. Like I said, I'm seeing pretty well, I would say you're going into the health field of sort, whether it's alternative health, but you're getting involved in something that's going to benefit you, that you'll feel far more comfortable with it.
Okay?
Also, there is something to do with monies, and that will be successful to you as well. So not to worry about it.
Okay. Are you able to see, I have plans to move, and I would like to, how long do you see me staying in this city?
Well, like I said before, I told you earlier, I do see you moving. I do see you making some decision to start moving again. How long? That's when you make a decision when you want to. There's someone around you that actually has a connection to the farming community that you will be making contact with them. Does
okay.
that make sense?
I'm sorry. I'm going to be making contact with who and what community?
I said the farming community. There's a small town. I don't see you in the big city.
Okay.
To me, it sounds like small community. If your parents are living in a small town or in that kind of an area, that's what I'm seeing you doing.
Okay.
Okay. Somehow you need to get yourself back into rerouting your life.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Okay.
I would like to, so.
Okay. Just focus on that. You should be fine.
Okay.
Okay?
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
Okay. Have a good
Bye-bye.
Night.
Bye-bye. Sometimes, when you guys do come online, I know you love to listen to yourself. We like to listen to what we hear, our voices, and what happens, it feeds back out here on my side, and I actually, that's why I have my headset on, I can hear your voice tripling itself, and so it sounds like a big echo. It is hilarious. It's one of the things that when you're in the radio business or television business, if you got all these headsets on and speakers, and I know people love to hear themselves, they just do that quite often. But, again, it's going to be a lot of fun to listen to yourself, a lot of fun to actually come on and to get your reading. I'd love to give you guys a reading. Now, to share with you, I want to talk to you guys about a story that's it's been hitting everybody else's heart out in this area where I live in British Columbia. I live here in Canada. There was a story, it became front page news about a fellow here, I won't mention his name, but how we are regarding the war that's happening. We're pretty patriotic. Well, we have a Canadian flag that is flown at this one man's house, and it's like a little clamp that's attached to the fascia of his house, and that flag is no bigger than maybe 3 feet by 2 feet on a small, very lightweight hollow pole. Well, apparently, he lives in a strata building, and the people who run the strata stated that they're going to give him a $50 fine if he they want him to remove the Canadian flag because they're saying that it's a nuisance. and they want it removed. They're going to fine the fellow $50, and if he refuses even further, they're going to double it or even triple it. What I'm looking for is you folks out there that listen to the show to give that support, to email me, and I will pass these emails on to this man who actually, he became front page news here in BC, up in Surrey. And I want you to email me and let me know how you feel regarding this. Now, all you do is, if you want to go to Google search engine, look under Canadian flag band or Canadian flag Surrey, you'll actually see it listed on there in the story that this fellow, these people that are part of the strata, want to remove our Canadian flag. It's like an American flag. Why would you want to take the flag down? It's so unpatriotic. But the guy himself, what I've been hearing, who actually is one of the strata presidents, does not like waving flags because he doesn't believe in the war or whatever it is. So he's having problems here. Everybody's been trying, even all the news media is trying to get to this fellow and to the fellow who is part of the strata, and he won't answer any questions. He won't talk to the news media. So I want your support. If you guys can actually email me, it's whiteskycloud@yahoo.com. Would love to hear from you. Okay? And I would like you guys to tell me what your feelings like about what you think of the show as well. Anyways, we got a caller, I believe. I heard the caller in background go beep.
Well, maybe it's me.
Hello?
Yeah, hello, Derek?
Yes, who am I speaking to?
This is Jenny, first-time listener. I do like your show.
Oh, hello, how you doing?
I'm fine, and I will e-Google that Canadian flag. Good grief.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's heart-wrenching when you see a fellow who's trying to wave his flag. Now, here's the most fondest part that really got my heart, tore my heart. His father was a veteran. His father died just recently, a month ago. He died of cancer. His father fought in the military to fight for Canada. And then the strata had the bloody audacity to tell the man to remove the flag because they called it a nuisance.
Jeez Louise. People get pissed off for everything. Honestly, it's terrible.
Yeah, it's sick-minded. I'm very choked on this. I'm very, very saddened to know about this. And everybody has been trying to get a hold of the guy who actually fined this man.
Uh-huh.
And he won't talk to anybody. In fact, we've had the television media there. We've had all kinds of media there. The guy refuses to talk to anyone. The fellow who owns the flag has been telling his story, and he's so honest about it. And he says he's had the flag up for 4 years. Nobody said a word.
Mm-hmm.
But, the guy who runs the strata says, well, it's damaging the roof.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Roof. Not even attached to the roof. He's making all kinds of excuses.
Right. Some people just have to attack. It doesn't matter who, what, where, or when. They're in attack mode, and they're going to find somebody to pick on. You know?
Well, I told the guy, I just basically told a lot of people, so this man is just nothing but unpatriotic.
I will Google Canadian flag band.
Be proud of who you are, where you live, whether it's in Canada or United States.
Absolutely.
You got a flag. That flag represents your nation.
My goodness, at Easter we hang these little bunny flags. Nobody gets mad, you know?
Yeah.
Poor guy. I will. I just have a question. My daughter owns a business. I'm her silent partner, and is really struggling right now. She's a location scout.
Yeah.
And is she going to make it? I mean, she's owned it for 10 years, and this is all of a sudden, I guess because of the economy, like everybody else, is taking a hit. And I usually am the one that put money into it to keep it afloat. And now it's getting hard for me to put money into it when it's necessary.
What's your daughter's name?
Nancy.
Nancy?
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's see here regarding her. Now, this is a business partner that she has?
Yeah, she's... I'm her partner. I'm her silent partner, but I'm the investor that put the money in 10 years ago.
Okay.
And it's been doing okay, but now all of a sudden it's getting really rough, and I'm having a hard time. Yeah, I put the money in. When she makes money, then I pay myself back, but now it's getting harder to pay myself back, and I really don't want to do that too much.
What kind of business is this?
She's a location scout. She connects production companies with property owners, restaurants, homeowners for commercial photo shoots.
Yeah.
She's in the L.A. area, so, it's a good business, except there's a lot more competition out there, and I don't know, it's gotten
here's the thing. Maybe you're going to have to go into what you call a commercialized version of it that actually is doing video to create more clientele. If you're doing just photo shoots, that's limiting what your ability, what abilities you have.
But she did commercials also, so that's good. Burger King commercials, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And there's some video. Sometimes they ask permission to do a B-roll video, and, of course, usually they try to sneak that in there. But so you think she should expand more into video?
I would say, yeah, to do that, because
good
I feel like... Now, this is how I'm seeing it, so I'll explain it what I'm getting description of what I'm seeing.
Okay.
They look like this type of thing I'm seeing, it looks like women that are very slim, look like, I'm not going to say supermodels, but models.
Yeah, all the models are skinny, even the guy models, you know.
Yeah, I'm seeing photo shoots.
Right.
Young women, but I'm seeing like it's almost like there's clothing involved, like different style of clothes.
Always. They bring tons of clothes to change and... for different shots, you know, they have wardrobe people that bring in
okay.
all kinds of
I'm
rats.
I'm also seeing wild animals. For some reason, I saw a leopard.
Well, they did have downtown L.A., they had a tiger once. I don't know if she's had a leopard, but I know they have had wild animals in the photo shoots.
The success itself, I would say, which you may have to seriously consider, is not just doing... Now, are you located in the U.S. or you're
yes,
you are
in
Los the
Angeles, uh-huh, near Hollywood.
I got a funny feeling what you may end up doing down the road is start using different types of backgrounds that relate to other countries to create an international awareness.
No, I know what you're saying because we've had quite a few shoots at a house that has a Moroccan theme to it in that house, and it's been very popular for shoots.
I am also seeing antique cars.
Huh.
So it's almost like you've got a bit of the nostalgia put into it as well.
Okay.
I don't see the failure in the business.
Okay.
I don't. You know, I'll be very honest. If I saw it, you know, really going down, I don't see it that way. Now, the only thing I would say that, you know, be aware of is because we always have it, which we call deal with the gas prices and the housing industry and the whole nine yards, I strongly feel that that gas fuel... They always say there's supposed to be a gas fuel shortage, and that really is not. I really don't believe there is. I feel that there it's just controlled right now. It's not the government's controlling it, it's actually the people above that. And it's not Saudi, by the way, it's run by the Rothschilds.
Mm-hmm.
There are a few other people that are in the power trip, and they just do it for power, so they'll just get the people to get them all worked up. But when it takes the public like yourself to protest, and that can be put to a stop, but I strongly feel by the beginning, before this fall, that the gas prices are going to drop again, and things will go back to the norm.
Right before the election, they'll drop, right?
Yeah, it'll go down again. I don't see gas going way too extreme to the point where, because, let's put it this way, if gas goes up any more, I would say another 10 cents more, you're going to have people actually going to the government, and they're going to protest, and there's going to be huge violence.
Ooh.
Okay? And I mean the police will not be able to control it.
Mm-hmm.
So no, it'll be like another...
I believe you. I mean, some families are spending, you know, $100 a week, $120 on gas, and...
I'm spending $100 on a full tank of gas.
Yeah, I have a Camry, and it's $65. Good grief.
I fill my tank in my truck, and it's $100.
Green.
I've never filled a truck for $100. I remember I had a van with dual tanks that filled it for $100.
Mm-hmm.
No way. This is, it's gone too far. They're just, I don't know what it is. They're trying to drain us, make
yeah.
us feel that we're, I don't know. I really strongly feel it's like a power trip. I don't think it's, we got so much fuel. I live in Canada. I'm in British Columbia. We have a province, which you call like a state. Our next to us is Alberta, and Alberta has lots of fuel, lots of gas, because
uh-huh.
the rigs are going constantly all the time.
Uh-huh.
There's no gas shortage. There's an unlimited fuel in the earth. The fossil fuel does not just empty itself out saying there's nothing left. The media likes to really, not the media itself, but the people who the government that likes to run this.
Well, I think it's just plain gouging.
It's just basically control. That's all it is.
Yeah,
they're trying to make
greed.
Well, they're not worthy.
And people say, well, it's an open market. You should be able to charge what you want. I go, really? So when they start charging $5 for half a gallon of milk, then it's okay. You know, kids can go without milk and families. I mean,
yeah.
You know,
$5
for a loaf of bread, it's just the open market.
Yeah.
Of course people will have to pay. I mean, what are they going to eat? Lumber?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's put it this way, you know, here's something else. You think about this. Now, in Cuba, okay,
mm-hmm.
You go to Cuba, and they have their own gardens. They supply their own food. They supply their own fuel. They don't depend upon the United States or any other European countries. And they're gassing up their vehicles. Their medical is next to nothing. And they're living free, and they're living safe, and there's no big deal.
Right.
Now, this is not about Michael Moore stuff. I knew about this before Michael Moore. But
I had a lot of friends that were the Peter Pan kids that came over here from Cuba in the 60s. And, that's the way it is over there. And it must be a very peaceful lifestyle. But over here, we're so cramped up. I mean, my backyard's so small. It's all concrete. I mean, I'm lucky I could grow a lemon tree. But, that's us.
Yeah.
We're so congested over here. But do you feel her business will get better?
I strongly feel it will. It may. It's going to pick up, I want to say around September, it'll pick up even stronger.
Oh, that sounds good.
I will say this, too. I'm also seeing you on the red carpet, so it sounds like there's going to be a little bit of Hollywoodism connected to your company as well.
Oh, I'll be darned. Well, maybe we'll get tickets to something.
Never know.
Deal with a lot of production companies, but that would be nice. That would be a bonus. But
yeah.
As long, I know I'll probably never get paid back for my investment. These are your kids. What are you going to do? But at least it's will she maintain her health and be able to take the pressure, because we have to let go of an employee and she's kind of doing 99% of the work herself, and I know it's really putting a burden on her. Will she be okay?
Your mom passed away.
Huh?
Did your mom pass away?
Yeah, my mom didn't raise me, but I understand she passed away. I think she was in her 40s, but my grandma raised me, and she's my mom, my real mom. And yes,
okay, but your birth mother passed away, right?
My first mother, my biological mother passed away, and my grandma who raised me passed away.
Okay. She calls herself mom.
Yeah.
That's your grandmother?
Yes.
Okay. She's coming through right now, because I got a very strong mom. She wants to come through, and she's telling me to tell you this. All is taken care of. She says, I'll put a bug in your ear. Okay?
Okay.
So she's going to be behind you, and she's the one that says, I'm confirming September. That means she's telling you that it'll all be taken care of.
Oh, good. Bless her heart. Bless both of them.
Yeah.
Even though my mom didn't raise me, I know she had her reasons for leaving, so.
Who goes by the name of Grace?
No, my mom's, my biological mom was Janice.
Okay.
And my grandma.
Who goes by the name of Grace?
Grace. I have a friend named Grace. I haven't seen her in a while.
Okay. I would recommend you to go and make contact with her if you haven't heard from her in a while. I'm being told that she's dealing with a fear of being left alone. So whatever she's dealing with, you may have to go check on her and see how she's doing.
Oh, I will. Yeah, Grace, of course. I will.
Okay.
Right. And I appreciate your bringing in my grandma mama.
You're most welcome.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Oh. Pardon me. Things like this do really do happen. A lot of people go through different feelings. In far as business is concerned, today, the price of fuel is going crazy. I mean, I just finished watching the news this afternoon, or listening to the news actually on the radio first, and they said Obama, they figure that he's going to be the one to be the next president of the United States. A lady friend of mine by the name of Jill Dane said that Hillary Clinton's going to be president, elected as president of the United States. And they said Obama now is going to be elected president of the United States, that Hillary's stepping down. Guess what, folks? Hillary didn't step down. They put the rumor out there saying that she did. She never stepped down. She said, I don't know where you guys are making this all up, but she never stepped down, because this is what they do. People like to manipulate the government. And they put a little bit of scare in the public. And even for Jill Dane. Jill, hi. She is a psychic to the stars. Jill's a good friend. And she's a sweetheart. Jill, I hope the prediction does happen, because Hillary Clinton's pretty well the closest thing to have realism in this world right now. I think you need a woman to run the country. If a woman can bring a man, children in this world, I'm sure it wouldn't hurt for her to run the whole world with other children under her. we need some new blood, and it's always been a man, so to speak. I think it doesn't hurt to have a woman run the country and see how she works things out. We did have a prime minister in our country, but Kim Campbell is her name. But our province or our country did not give her a chance to really get started. I guess whatever mess it was that was left behind before she became elected, and so they dumped it on her, and then they blamed her 2 months after. She was not in the part of government parliamentary position for at least no more than 3-4 months, and then she was forced to step down. They kept saying, "See, it takes a woman to screw up the country." It wasn't even her fault. She just came in all of a sudden, "Here, you pick up the garbage." And that's what they did. And then next thing you know, we have a new prime minister who took over after that. And he said, "See, you know, I'm a better person than she is." Well, you know what? I don't think Kim Campbell deserved that kick in the teeth, because she never really did have a chance to get things to start for her. So I feel bad for her. But you know what? That's how we learn our lessons sometimes. You got to make sure that you don't get caught in somebody else's garbage. And like I said, I hope Hillary Clinton does as well. Some people say they don't trust her. Well, you know, who can you trust? When you're going into presidential advocacy, you're becoming responsible for the whole world. Pretty well all of the United States, and I think I should say the whole world, because you're the target. And I'm not saying like shooting her or anyone. You're the target. They're going after you, and they're going to make sure that if you make a mistake, they'll blame it all on you. And they will. They'll blame it all on you, and you wonder why. Well, guess what? That's how things happen. And it's the same with myself. I take on the responsibility of becoming who I am as a psychic medium. I'm also a paranormal investigator, and when I do ghost hunting or whatever type of work that I'm also work as a spiritual counselor in our Aboriginal community. I'm also Métis, we call the half-breed. Some people find it an insult. I don't find it an insult to me. To me, I'm proud of both sides of my relative side. But I enjoy who I am. I enjoy what I do. I don't have to prove nothing. Some people still think they have to test me. I don't mind that. I think almost every police officer that I've ever actually come in my home was a plainclothes police officer. Never told me that they were ever cops. They just said they sat down. I read them. I said, "Oh my God, I can't believe it. You're just got a badge hanging above your head. That means you're a cop. Either RCMP, which is Royal Mounted Police, or you're a city cop. One of the two. One of them, they actually would tell me who they are. You practice your skill long enough or hard enough. You trust your skills of who you are, and you pretty well know what that person can do in the future, and you're trusting yourself because it's your guides. I want to say guides that guide you, and some people say, "Well, who are my guides?" You know, it's not the idea of who your guides are. It's the idea of who you can trust or who you trust that has with you. I've always felt strongly that I do have one main guide, that I work with. I've had him in my life since I was a child. I still do have him. But lately, since my mom and dad passed away, my mom is one of my main, I guess you'd say, supporters. She believed in me, and now that my mom crossed over, now she wants to help. And she had helped me for the first time. I guess I wrote with my mom after she passed away. It was totally phenomenal. And like I could hear her voice in my head. And you know, like you just know. And there's some things that my mom said to me. I was like totally floored. And I asked her questions, and I told her what was. And I asked her basically, I asked her, you know, is there anything going to be happening to me for tomorrow, or you know, something new that I was looking forward to? I'm not going to explain what it was. And my mom told me in detail how many calls I would get that day, and what would happen, and it all turned out. In all exactly the way it turned out. So I knew my mom was there to tell me, and I got a kick out of her because she's the same phrase as some people do, but my mom said she put a bug in their ear, you know, and just like this lady here, Jenny, she has the same thing, like her mom puts a bug in their ear. And that's exactly what happens, because they're helping you along. They're making sure that if you ever need clientele or you need to ask. You know, they're like angels. You need to ask. You can't just expect them there. You got to make the intention of asking. That's how it works. You got to believe in knowing that it's all going to work for you. Now I'll give you the toll-free numbers again, folks. It's 877-876-5227 in the U.S. And it's 888-815-9756. It's 888-815-9756. And also international callers is 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. I'm on 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, and I believe I'm 11 o'clock Eastern. So those of you who are up late at night before you go to bed, welcome to be joining the show. We have another caller calling in.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm calling from Florida. And, you know, Derek, I've got a major tax problem that just kind of sprung up with a letter from the IRS. And I've been going crazy.
What's your first name?
My name's Caroline.
Okay. And you got what from what?
The IRS. That's the tax company here in the United States.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, I haven't been a really great bookkeeper, and all of a sudden I owe, like, my life to them, it seems. So do you see the situation resolving well for me, or?
Well, let's put it this way. Who thinked on you?
I'm sorry, what?
Who thinked on you? Who turned you in?
You think somebody turned me in?
Well, I'm not going to say specifically who, but I'm saying, like, I could just say, whatever somebody had said, they thought you were, like, they thought you had lots of money, and they became jealous.
Well, I don't know if anybody turned me in. I'm not aware of that. I just thought it was because I've been, really lax at filling out forms and getting it done correctly and stuff.
Hey, what I wrote down here is called random select. That means that they actually chose you, not the idea of being lazy. It's almost like they go into the alphabetical order and say, well, okay, well, choose that letter B or the letter C. So they'll look up that. The IRS can't find everybody all at once. You're on what you call a random select. And so whatever they think looks suspicious or whatever you miswrote in words, you know, funny thing is, in comparing Canada to the United States, the IRS is far more, intimidating than our Canadian government. Our Canadian government gives you great chances to sort things out, but in the United States, for some reason, I don't know why, but they feel they got far more power than the president, and they try to intimidate people with this. But as far as you asking the question, will you come out of this? I want to say yes, flying colors, but I got a funny feeling you're going to end up going to court.
Well, I guess if you think I'm going to court, that must mean I need to get myself a tax attorney, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
All righty, then.
But you walk away with flying colors. That means you won't be charged.
Wow. But, okay.
You know what I mean? You're going to need help, but you'll be fine out of that in the end.
How do I go about finding a tax attorney? Just use the yellow pages and...
Well, let's put it this way. Who's getting married?
Nobody that I know of.
Well, I'm seeing... this is how I'm seeing... I'm seeing a store, and I'm seeing a wedding shop. So, are you married?
No, I'm not. I'm living with somebody.
Okay. You're going to be married quite soon. Somebody's going to be coming up to you, or that person will be asking to marry them.
Oh, my.
Okay, and if they do, you'll feel far more comfortable, and you won't be feeling, like, out of sort. You need more comfort.
Yeah, he's asked me before, but I just didn't have that level of trust with him. So I,
How long have you been with him?
I've been dating him for about 5.5 years. This sounds funny to you, but just recently he let me know how many other women he's been with behind my back during this time.
Yeah, but you know why? because he's waiting for you to marry him. It took so long, and that's why he can't wait. He's trying to make a decision, but he's always back at your front door. This guy loves you so much, but it kills him, and he doesn't know what to do. You know, it's not the idea of him fooling around. He's not trying to hurt you. I don't feel that. I feel that he's trying to let you know that once you marry, he won't do it. He's looking for security. But you're waiting for 5.5 years.
Well, he's so much younger than I am. He's only 26 now. So, I mean, when I met him, he was very young and nowhere near wanting to get married.
How old are you?
I'm 40.
No, this is not him. It's somebody else.
Oh, I'm going to be marrying somebody else?
Yeah. No, he's not. This is not the guy here. This is somebody else.
Okay.
Fellow here who I see wants to marry you. This guy's interested in you, so I would say in about a year from now, you will actually be married. 26-year-old, you're with somebody else.
Somebody else, huh? Because
this guy here, for some reason, the fellow that I'm seeing you meeting, somehow is connected to a restaurant. He's either the chef or he's the owner.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, because I haven't met anyone yet.
No, not the 26-year-old. This is somebody else. This guy here, if this one here, you're saying that he's always fooling around, this is not the one. The
okay.
one I'm seeing is dedicatingly interested in you. He's not really interested in women, but he does date. But again, he has interest in you. Now, I would say this man actually has seen you. Probably didn't walk up to you because he thought you were with someone else. Once you've acknowledged the fact of moving on from this other man, this other roommate, so to speak, once you remove him from your house, your place, that you're going to do far better moving on.
Okay.
Okay?
All righty.
Okay, and because I feel, like I said before, you'll be married in about a year from now. And there's a fellow by the name of... It's almost like the name of Sal, S-A-L, so it sounds like this guy could be Italian.
Wow. I don't know anyone like that. I guess I'm yet to meet him.
You gotta put your hooks out in the air, out in the door and say that you're available again.
Okay.
Okay? But you'll be fine, but you're going to need to concentrate on your tax part, but you'll be fine. You'll be walking out of that, and you'll be on your own feet.
Okay.
Get rid of the 26-year-old. You don't need him.
Okay, Derek.
Oh, you know, like, this is my Uncle Norris's famous phrase. He used to say that we used to have a prime minister one time that used to be alive. His name was Pierre Trudeau.
Uh-huh.
He married a woman that was 30 years his age, younger than him.
Uh-huh.
And my uncle used to say, whenever those two were together in the bed alone, she used to say she feels that old age is creeping up to her.
Oh. Oh.
Right? So that's a joke, but the same. You don't want to make yourself feel old, but you also want to make yourself feel young, but you don't need the 26-year-old.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
You're far more younger than you are. Just believe in yourself more often.
All right, thank you.
You are not responsible for him anymore. Get him out of that house.
Wow.
You're more like his mom than you are actually his girlfriend. And you know that.
Well, the sex is good. It really is.
I've met 46-year-old men that are sex is even better than a 26-year-old. There are guys out there that are really, you know, great in bed or great relationships. Not every 40-year-old man or 45-year-old man wants to just be walk around being old. I'm 51, and I'm just as happy if I was 26.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there are guys like that out there. You just have to really go for it. Find out what you want. You'll know what you'll want. Everyone in this room thinks they do. I'm talking about the people in the chat rooms. I got the Pal Talk room and the BBS radio chat room. So they're going, yeah, I believe. Gets better. I've met young guys that are 26 years old that couldn't do nothing. They couldn't care if sex ever exists. All they wanted was just financial support.
Hmm.
A girlfriend living with that girl so they can actually feed them and give them clothes and almost like being like a toy, boy toy. Well, that's not how it works. You're looking for a relationship.
Well, I'm not supporting him financially, if that's what you think. I'm not.
Yeah, you don't have to do that. Not at all. But can you handle it?
Can I handle what, an older man?
Moving on.
Oh, gee. I don't know. I've been so attached to him for so long.
Well, you'll find out. You'll make a decision.
Yeah.
Here's how it works. Give him 10 years. Now, add 10 years to him. He'll be 36, you'll be 50.
True.
Right? Add another 10 years. He'll be 46 and you're 50, and you're 60.
True.
Will he ever catch up to you?
Never.
Now you know. You can handle this. I know you can. I'm not against age. It's not that. It's his maturity. He's just not mature for you. Not enough. The rest is up to you.
What's that?
I said the rest is up to you. Just take a deep breath and make a decision.
Yeah. But I have to worry about my taxes first.
Exactly.
Before I can even think about that.
Exactly.
Well, thank you for your input and your insights.
Okay, you take care.
Thank you, Derek. Bye.
Bye-bye. No, these things do happen. I'm not against between age. It has nothing to do with it. Here's one of the girls saying, look at Demi Moore. Demi Moore is like 41, 42. The guy that she's with is 26 years old. You know, it's not the idea of age. It's the idea of, like, are you compatible enough? Well, if he's going to be fooling around, that doesn't tell you anything. It doesn't. It doesn't tell you nothing. It doesn't say that you're smart. Just means that you're just craving someone to stay young with, and that's what it really is. Nothing wrong with that. You can enjoy life the way you are. If a young man finds you or a young woman finds you very attractive, that's fine. But the important thing is if your heart is ready for it, right? We have another caller calling in. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who am I talking to?
This is Tammy from Georgia.
Hi, Tammy from Georgia.
Hi. Hello, I have a question.
Okay.
Well, it was about that person that came back into my life recently.
Okay.
Should I say his name?
Go for it.
Jason?
Okay.
I was just wondering how I needed to take that.
How you need to take it? Well, this is the past. Arbit's the past, too. So, you're married, right?
Right.
Okay. Are you looking for reminiscence of the past of a relationship or as a friendship? You should have an answer.
Well, I don't really know. I didn't know why he was coming back into my life again.
Well, what did he say?
Well, I thought he was immature.
What, at first when you met him or after you met him?
Oh, I haven't met him again. I was just speaking to him.
Oh, okay. But do you feel he's still immature?
Yeah, I felt like he was still immature, and he's immature with his current wife.
Oh, so he's married.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So what? So I would say, are you looking for a friendship? Or do you feel you need to move on?
I think I'm kind of afraid to open up a friendship with him because I think he's probably looking for more than just the friendship.
And what do you want to do with that?
What
do you want to do with that?
Well, I just kind of felt like I should just close the door, but now he's like, oh, since I found you, I'm going to call you every month and call you at Christmas and Thanksgiving.
I mean, it's okay. Is he from the past, like you knew him since school?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, you know, in one part of it, it's not so bad if it's an old school chum. But if it's someone that you had a relationship previously before and then broke it off, and then you're thinking, okay, if I go back to my youth again and what was like then, and if he thinks it's going to be repeat itself, it doesn't. You matured since then. Right? You have matured since then. So now what you're going to have to do is start to make decisions if you want to continue it or not. Now, my understanding, what I get here, no, don't. If you want to be friends, leave it as friends, but don't go any further with it. It'll do more harm to you than actually good. You would be called the other woman if you got yourself into his relationship, and you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, I know there's mixed feelings. You probably had that when you're quite young, when you knew him, and probably when you dated him. But you know what? It's not the same. People change. It's not the same. You just can't go back 20 years and say, you know, I wish it was like that then. I wish I wasn't married now. But you know what? When these woulda, coulda, shouldas kick in,
mm-hmm.
you don't want to regret them because you made the decision then.
Well, I kind of thought that a doorway was opening again, and I didn't know he was married. And now I feel like I felt like later down the road, maybe we might get back together again years down the road. But I just feel like he's immature, and I feel like it might be bad on his current marriage and mine.
Yeah, but you're saying as friends?
Hmm?
Are you talking about as friends?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
We're back together again as friends?
Well, currently, I guess we are somewhat.
Yeah, but that's it, right?
I'm sorry, what?
That's it? It doesn't go further?
Has it? No.
I said it's not going to go further?
I don't intend it to.
Okay, then let him know that.
Yeah, I already did.
Okay. Then now you have nothing to worry about, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Then that's how it's going to end.
Yeah.
Have him as a friend. That's all. Then I wouldn't worry yourself silly over everything else.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Take care. Bye. Well, folks, we're coming to an end. It's, the hour is already up, so... everyone, take care. It's great to have a chat with you folks on bbsradio.com. This is Derek White, Sky Cloud, and you listen to Between Two Worlds Radio, and you're watching me on bbsradio.com on the TV. We're listed under Ustream TV, and we're live. So, folks, take care of yourselves. We'll chat with you next week. I don't know what's going to happen for next week. I may end up doing this again, or I might have a special guest I'll bring on my show. So I like to do some sneakies once in a while. So you never know. So chat with the folks next week. Take care. Be safe out there. And this is Derek White Sky Cloud. Take care, folks. Bye.
And I can't.